Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your home for this Thursday's edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 22. And here, all of us were spiritually dead because of sin, but God has restored us to life with Christ. Christ has broken down the walls that separated Jews and Gentiles and has united people of faith. And God's guiding word for us this week is hope. So let's go ahead and begin Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 22. In the past, you were spiritually dead because of your disobedience and sins. At that time, you followed the world's evil way, and you obeyed the ruler of the spiritual powers in space, the spirit that now controls the people who disobey God. Actually, all of us were like them, and lived according to our own natural desires, doing whatever suited the wishes of our own bodies and minds. In our natural condition, we, like everyone else, were destined to suffer God's anger. But God's mercy is so abundant and His love for us so great that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, He brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. In our union with Christ Jesus, He raised us up with Him to rule with Him in the heavenly world. He did this to demonstrate for all time to come the extraordinary greatness of His grace in the love He showed us in Christ Jesus. For it was by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, He has created us for a life of good deeds, which He has already prepared for us to do. You Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcised by the Jews, who call themselves the circumcised, which refers to what men do to their bodies, remember what you were in the past. And that time you were apart from Christ. You were foreigners and did not belong to God's chosen people. You had no part in the covenants, which were based on God's promises to His people. And you lived in this world without hope and without God. But now, in union with Christ Jesus, you, who used to be far away, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For Christ Himself has brought us peace by making Jews and Gentiles one people. With His own body, He broke down the wall that separated them and kept them as enemies. He abolished the Jewish law with its commandments and rules in order to create out of the two races one new people in union with Himself, in this way making peace. By His death on the cross, Christ destroyed their enmity. By means of the cross, He united both races into one body and brought them back to God. So Christ came and preached the good news of peace to all, to you Gentiles who were far away from God, and to the Jews who were near to Him. It is through Christ that all of us, Jews and Gentiles, are able to come in the one Spirit into the presence of the Father. So then you Gentiles are not foreigners or strangers any longer. You are now citizens together with God's people and members of the family of God. You too are built upon the foundation laid by the apostles and the prophets, the cornerstone being Jesus Christ Himself. He is the one who holds the whole building together and makes it grow into a sacred temple dedicated to the Lord. In union with Him, you too are being built together with all the others into a place where God lives through His Spirit. And the key verse for today is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, where Paul writes, God's mercy is so abundant, and His love for us is so great, that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, He brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. That is wonderful. Oh, my goodness. And again, just the promises here that he has laid out for us, that we are just not, you know, the slaves of the ruler of this world. And those of us, and most of us in our church, are Gentiles. The Gentile is simply somebody who is not a Jew by birth. And so we as Gentiles are no longer strangers to God because of the perfect sacrifice that Jesus gave us on Calvary. We too are members of God's family. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your abundant mercy and love and for offering me life through your son Jesus. Renew and revive my spirit each day and nurture me each day with your precious and holy word. Amen. Well, my goodness, that brings our time together today to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 21, where the Apostle Paul describes his mission to the Gentiles. And so until tomorrow morning, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.